Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Biden traveling to South Korea and Japan. We have the story.
Kansas Amber Alert canceled. A missing boy has been found safe. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Oklahoma lawmakers pass a school bathroom bill. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. We could see a few scattered showers across the south central and southeast parts of the state this morning. Breezy throughout the rest of the afternoon with temperatures falling into the weekend. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
Authorities say 2 people are dead and another 8 wounded following a shooting in Chicago. That shooting happened around 10:40 last night near a McDonald's restaurant on the city's near north side. Police say in a statement that one person was taken into custody and a weapon was recovered. Police did not immediately release the names or ages of the dead. Additional details about the circumstances of the shooting were not immediately released. This shooting comes amid a surge in deadly violence in the city of Chicago in recent years, and it follows a deadly shooting last weekend in downtown Chicago's Millennium Park that led the city to tighten a curfew for young people as part of the efforts to curb violence. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House is open to restarting diplomacy with North Korea as the president begins his 6-day visit to neighboring South Korea and Japan.
We are prepared to sit down and talk without preconditions to discuss a pathway forward to make progress toward the ultimate goal of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
President Biden arrives in South Korea today with a meeting planned with the country's new president.
An Amber Alert has been lifted for a missing boy from Rose Hill.
Chief Matt Neal with the Rose Hill Police tells KSN News the boy was found safe late Thursday evening.
Brixton says guy's been found safe. Both suspects been taken into custody by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol.
It began shortly before 3 Thursday afternoon when a woman, identified as the boy's mother, 31-year-old Danielle Banzette, entered the Rose Hill Elementary School's daycare posing as a social worker. Banzette, who had her parental rights severed by the court, was able to gain access to 5-year-old Brixton Sisk and exited the school, leaving in a black SUV driven by an unknown man who may be Brixton's biological father. They later switched to another vehicle, a Volkswagen Jetta, which was found abandoned in Cowley County. Chief Neal says a lot of people worked hard in finding the missing child.
We appreciate the public's help and all the agencies involved and the resources. Every officer that came out, the KBI, the FBI, the Rose Hill Police Department, the Butler County Sheriff's Department, worked extremely hard, and we're just glad that Brixton is okay and going to be safe and reunited with his foster family.
Charges against the couple are expected to be filed now in both Oklahoma and Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police have arrested a man in connection with an investigation of sexual assault of a child. 30-year-old Christopher Moore was arrested on 2 counts of rape of a child under the age of 13. Officers responded to a welfare check Wednesday at the child's elementary school, and school officials reported the assault. Moore then booked into the Sedgwick County Jail.
The House has passed 2 bills in response to the baby formula shortage, as the FDA commissioner faces questions from lawmakers about the crisis. Fox's Chad Pergram reports on Capitol Hill.
A bipartisan inquisition into why the U.S. can't nourish the youngest Americans. Lawmakers apoplectic after the FDA failed to probe a whistleblower complaint about improper procedures at an Abbott lab in Michigan last fall. The plant closed in February. Food taken from the mouths of babes. Lawmakers quizzing FDA Chief Robert Califf on when exasperated parents can feed their kids. Democrats pin blame on a favorite target, corporate America. The House and Senate sprinted to approve a bipartisan bill to expedite formula distribution. The House also okayed an extra $28 million to boost the FDA, but most Republicans oppose that bill.
The $28 million bill is dead in the U.S. Senate, but the House plans a hearing next week on Wednesday with baby formula producers, including Abbott.
Oklahoma lawmakers pass a school bathroom bill.
The Oklahoma legislature approving a bill requiring public and public charter school students to use the restroom, which aligns with their biological sex assigned at birth. It allows folks to report students suspected of violating the legislation, allowing school officials to determine whether to take disciplinary action. And districts that don't comply could lose up to 5% of their funding. The bill's author, GOP State Congressman Danny Williams, says it aims to protect children. Democrats who opposed it argue it discriminates against transgender students and could lead to bullying. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is expected to sign off on the legislation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The beat goes on for the first place Wichita Windsor Turbo Tubs. We'll have talk about that coming up in sports.
Three people shot, two of them dead on a freeway near Oakland, California. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS News Time, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita's population has been growing slowly the past few years, and Wichita Board of Education President Stan Reeser tells KNSS News enrollment in USD 259, the public schools, pretty much stagnant.
We are at about 46,000 students now. We are going to, in the past, we have been budgeting for the 50,000 students, but we are adjusting our budget now to, we're going to start thinking more in the range of 45, 46, 47,000.
Stan Reeser, our guest this weekend on Issues 2022, Sunday morning at 9 on KNSS.
Three people shot, two of them dead. This was on a freeway near Oakland, California, Wednesday night.
The CHP says there were a total of four people in that car. The suspect vehicle remains outstanding, and the motive for this incident is under investigation. Last week, Alameda County Sheriff Greg Ahern praised Governor Newsom's $10 million plan that will add 200 more cameras to freeways in four counties, including Alameda and Contra Costa.
Unchanged
counties,
gasoline prices here in the Wichita area this morning.
We hope that this prevents crime.
Gasoline price average still about $3.95 a gallon out there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Bay Area freeway shootings with arrests in only 16 of them. Tom Bakar, Fox News.
A former South Carolina sheriff's deputy is getting prison time for actions he took during flooding after Hurricane Florence.
A police van driven by Horry County Deputy Stephen Flood was swept away by floodwaters. He was able to escape, but two women being transported for mental health treatment were trapped in a cage in the back. Wendy Newton and Nicolette Green drowned. Prosecutors say Flood's decision to drive around barricades led to the women's deaths. He was convicted of involuntary manslaughter and reckless homicide. Green's sister told the judge it was a deliberate act set in motion by a pompous, stubborn man. And now that man has been sentenced to 18 years in prison. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Traffic this morning, things right now actually looking pretty good out there in traffic. I'm really not seeing any big traffic tie-ups or slowdowns at the moment. Things looking pretty good. Just continue to watch for potential slowdowns when the traffic volumes get heavy around that construction on I-135 up around 37th Street North, the North Junction, that area. Also, northbound I-135 between 13th and 17th, where there's still some work going on. Otherwise, things looking good. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong cold front is going to be sliding through south central Kansas today. We may see a few scattered showers develop this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with a high 75. Areas of rain, maybe a thunderstorm after midnight, low 53. Then cloudy and much cooler tomorrow with a high only 58. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy, 62 degrees, north wind gusting to 32 miles per hour. The cool front has moved through over the past couple of hours here in south central Kansas. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring a seasonal cocktail menu perfect for the warm weather. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Sunday. 579 West Douglas in Delano, the Monarch. 812 Stephenton in the morning on KNSS. Yesterday's high temperature, 89 degrees, normal high for the date, 79. This is Friday, May 20th, on this date in 1957. An F4 tornado cut a track of near total devastation from Williamsburg, Kansas, through the southeast suburbs of Kansas City. The track was 71 miles long and nearly a half mile wide.
Oh my gosh.
There were 44 deaths, 531 injuries. The most bizarre incident involved a small house that was destroyed. All that remained was a small table with a fishbowl on top. And reportedly, the fish continued to swim, apparently unconcerned that the house was gone.
Man, it's always weird when you hear stuff like that.
Yeah. I found I was talking last hour about, I have a note here, 900 and COS or something like that. I figured out what it was. I figured out what my note was because, as you know, I interviewed Stan Reeser this week,
mm-hmm.
president of school board, and part of the show, the issue show, it'll be 7 o'clock Sunday morning here on KNSS. Part of the show is he was talking about enrollment, generally speaking, and he said he's been studying enrollment of the public schools in Wichita. And he says, you can plot those baby boomers. I'm one of those. Baby boomers coming through. He says, it is amazing. I said, what did you find? What was the biggest class that came through Wichita? It says East High School's graduating class of 1965.
Would have been mid-60s, yeah.
Had more than 900 kids. That's not the school. That's the graduating class.
That's just the senior class. Yeah.
Yeah. I graduated in 68, and I think we had something like 619. That's a lot of kids. They're down to, I think he said South High's graduating classes is like 300.
Okay.
So do you have any idea what you had at Cape? Because you guys had a smaller school over there.
Oh, man. It's hard for me to remember back. I think we had something like 120 to 150 per class.
Really? Okay.
Because I think there were about 500 or 600 kids in the school at the time.
That's just being a class of 900 kids. That's hard to get to know everybody.
Yeah. That's
that's about the time Jim Ryan was going through there.
Yeah.
About 63 and 4, but yeah. The baby boomers, he says, they had an impact.
My class was interesting in Clearwater because we started when I was a freshman. We were one of the largest classes ever to go through there. When I was a freshman, there were 100 and teens or something like that of us there. When I graduated, 69. We lost that many just between my freshman year and graduating high school.
My mother's graduating class.
Do we know why? Move outs, I would gather, okay. For the most part, yeah.
My mother's graduating class at Roselle, Kansas, back in the late 30s was 6. I've seen photos of them. Just those kids.
All 6 of them.
Yeah. Anyway, 8:15 now, Stephen Titt. So I've got a grandson then. He's going to graduate this weekend from Bishop Carroll. That's basically what we've been talking about this morning. A lot of graduation parties going on around the city. And, yeah, it's nice. You got a milestone. Now let's build on that for the future. Talking about today is pizza. Today's pizza party day.
Okay.
Just a way to recognize it's a great dish that we have here in America. I don't know that it actually came from Greece and not Italy, I guess. But I was thinking about pizzas, and as a youngster, I worked in a service station over on the highway. I guess I was 16 or 17. Anyway, I had to close it down at night, 9 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
and It's basically, it's right there next to where the Texas Roadhouse is.
Yeah.
It's still there. The building's still there. But I would get hungry. Mom would bring my supper over early. I'd get hungry on the way home. It's getting late at night. There's two places I would stop. Across the highway, there was a Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'd phone over there and say, I'm coming over. Give me that medium pizza. And I would go over and pick it up on the way home. And they had it in a paper sack. They didn't have boxes.
Back in the day with the white paper
I'd
sack.
I'd take that home, and I'd get to my house and just eat the whole thing.
And nice.
Got hungry late at night and never put on a pound. And then the other place was over on Tyler Road. There was a place that was a Dog and Shake.
Yeah.
And you could get on. I'd go in there and get me a couple of chili dogs.
Oh, my.
Man, they were tasty. Anyway, I'm getting hungry now.
Look at you, your late night eating.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then say what day it is again. Maybe put some emphasis on it.
Hint. Pizza party day.
Pizza party day.
Yeah, there you go. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And we're going to take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward. A lot of softball, a lot of baseball, a lot of rain in his sports update today, right there.
Yeah, we'll take a look at Wichita State softball as it's finally time for the NCAA tournament. The Shockers are in the NCAA tournament for the second straight year. That's the first time that's ever happened in program history. Wichita State is in the regional in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So the Shockers are down in Arkansas to take on their opponent in the first round tonight at 7:30. 23rd ranked Oregon and the Shockers. Wichita State will not be underprepared. Here's Shocker head coach Christy Breadbenner.
We take pride in watching as much film as we possibly can and prepping. We try to get our kids to watch film. We don't want them to be overemphasizing, you know, some of that stuff because it can become too much. But I think we provide them with just enough film and then such a good game plan that it has been easily the difference maker in our program the last 2 years.
Good luck to the Shockers. They take on the Ducks tonight, opening round of the NCAA tournament in the regional in Fayetteville, Arkansas at 7:30 tonight. Of course, the Shockers have one of the elite offensive attacks in the nation. They are second in the nation in runs scored and second in the nation in home runs.
But they're not ranked, right?
Not ranked. No.
Okay.
They had to get an at-large bid to the tournament. Had some losses. Played a tough schedule, but did have some losses.
Okay.
So we'll see how the Shockers rank up tonight against Oregon. College baseball, Wichita State yesterday afternoon in action, in Tampa, taking on the last place team in the conference, South Florida, 3-game series to wrap up the regular season. Shocks had a 3-0 lead at the midway point, and then the bullpen just lost it. South Florida ended up with tons of runs late and beat the Shockers 8-3, snapping Wichita State's 4-game winning streak. There were only 600 people at Tampa at the game yesterday. Mike Kennedy had that game over on KFH. All right, so here's the game plan heading into the weekend. Lots of rain in the forecast for Tampa today and tomorrow, so they just basically set the start time both days at 8 a.m. Said, hey, if it's raining, you can't play. If it does ever stop, we'll start playing. Well, guess what? It's raining right now in Tampa. So the Shockers left campus and went back to the hotel. So, hey, if it stops raining, they'll play. If they'll just wait it out. So here we go. The Shockers in South Florida, they're currently in a rain delay. Once they do get started, Mike Kennedy will have the coverage for you live over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And they've got the same drill tomorrow, too, scheduled for an 8 a.m. start. And they'll play when they can. So stay tuned to listen to the Shockers when it stops raining in Tampa over on KFH. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge is the top team in the Texas League, and the beat goes on. Wichita wins last night, beating the last-place Springfield Cardinals 6-5 at Riverfront Stadium. 4 wins in a row for the Surge. The Turbo Tubs. Yeah, on Thursday night, they go to a different identity and become the Turbo Tubs. They're now 2-0 this year as the Turbo Tubs.
Turbo Tubs.
Thursday night home games. There you go, the Surge is home for the rest of the weekend, hosting Springfield. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 1 o'clock on Sunday, downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Kansas City Royals lost yesterday to the Chicago White Sox. Royals dropped 2 out of 3 in that series. And the Royals will still be at home this weekend, hosting the Minnesota Twins up at Kauffman Stadium. Listen to the Royals games over on KFH. Indoor football tomorrow night downtown. Kickoff at 7 o'clock for the undefeated Wichita Force, hosting the West Texas Buccaneers. That game tomorrow night downtown at the Wichita Ice Center. Pro men's basketball, the Wichita Wizards with a record of 5-1. Have a home game tomorrow night, 6 o'clock tip off at Friends University, the Wizards hosting the Great Plain Bison. And in JUCO baseball, the district regional tournament continues up in Manhattan at Kansas State. Winner's bracket finals game yesterday. It was 8th-ranked Cowley College beating 14th-ranked Kansas City, Kansas, 9-8. Cowley baseball team is now 48-9 on the season. Cowley plays at 4 o'clock this afternoon, just one win away from the JUCO World Series. Good luck to the Cowley baseball team this afternoon. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
The West Texas Buccaneers?
The West Texas Buccaneers.
I wouldn't think that would be pirate country.
From El Paso.
Oh, a lot of Buccaneers in El Paso.
So a long bus ride up here. Play the Force tomorrow night.
All right, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. The inflation we're experiencing was preventable, says Sean. That's on the way. Steve at Hit in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. Ukraine goes on the offensive against Russia. Fox's Greg Palkett has more from Kyiv.
Ukraine on the attack. Soldiers blowing up a bridge in the Donbas region of the east to block Russian advances. And after big gains around Kharkiv in the northeast, allowing civilians to return to their shattered homes, while Russia keeps blasting away along a long, jagged front line. Meanwhile, a dramatic scene in a Kyiv courtroom as the war crime trial of a Russian soldier accused of killing a Ukrainian civilian continues. The widow of the man killed asks a suspect if he was sorry for what he did, to which the 21-year-old replies, "I know you can't forgive me, but I'm pleading for your forgiveness." In Mariupol, more Ukrainian fighters surrendered following the siege at that steel mill. 1,700 said to be in Russian custody.
This comes as President Biden offers support for Finland and Sweden as they apply for NATO membership, despite opposition from Russia and Turkey. An outbuilding destroyed by fire south of Newton.
It happened around 9:15 Thursday morning in the 5800 block of South Kansas Road, about 5 miles south of town. Fire officials say a large shed went up in flames and prompted crews to go on the defensive. Fire Chief Steve Robertson says they believe that a lithium battery used to charge a golf cart was responsible for the blaze.
The lithium ion batteries themselves can pose great hazard. They're very volatile, burn at very high temperatures, and they're very difficult to extinguish by conventional methods.
There were no injuries from the fire, but the shed was declared a total loss. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Board of Education President Stan Reeser tells KNSS News the pandemic has had a big impact on students, their parents, and their teachers.
We have seen some drops in standardized testing. We've seen some extra challenges when it comes to, I think even our graduation rate may see a small dip this year compared to 21 and then 20.
Stan Reeser is our guest this weekend on Issues 2022, Sunday morning at 7 on KNSS. The unofficial start to summer will be a busy one this year as AAA predicts 39.2 million people nationwide traveling 50 miles or more from home Memorial Day weekend. This is an increase of 8.3% over 2021, bringing travel volumes almost in line with those in 2017.
Air travel continues to rebound, up 25% over last year, the second largest increase since 2010. With volumes closing in on pre-pandemic levels, AAA urges travelers to remember flexibility is key this Memorial Day weekend. Air travel volume, which began to rally last Thanksgiving, will hit levels just shy of 2019, with 3 million people expected to take to the skies. In fact, the percentage of people traveling by air will surpass 2019 levels. AAA finds that mid-range hotel rates have increased about 42%.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting. Memorial Day, of course, Monday, May 30th. The CDC greenlights COVID-19 booster shots for children.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention adopting an advisory committee's endorsement clearing Pfizer's COVID-19 booster for healthy children ages 5 to 11. The CDC's director saying in a statement, "We know that these vaccines are safe and we must continue to increase the number of children who are protected." The Food and Drug Administration recently clearing the extra dose for younger children at least 5 months after their original shots. The CDC also strengthening its recommendation that those 12 and older who are immunocompromised and those 50 and older should receive a second booster dose at least 4 months after their first. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong cold front is slowly sliding from northwest to southeast. That is bringing us a few scattered showers across portions of south central and southeast Kansas. We can expect a breezy day. Not as warm with a high 75. Areas of rain, maybe a thunderstorm overnight. Terlo 53, partly cloudy 58 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Stephen's Head of the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 8:35 on a Friday morning. Time for entertainment news. It's The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, the composer who wrote the Oscar-winning theme for the movie Chariots of Fire has died.
Even if you never saw the movie, you remember the theme, the unrelenting electronic instrumental that Vangelis created for Chariots of Fire. It won him an Oscar and led to his being hired to write the music for dozens of other movies, documentaries, and TV series. As one of the world's most recognizable movie themes ever, it has also been used in just about every type of spoof imaginable. Media reports in his native land, Greece, say Vangelis died in a French hospital on Tuesday. He was 79 years old. The Greek prime minister calls him an electronic sound trailblazer whose death is sad news for the entire world. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
That report from the Associated Press. And a soap opera actress has passed.
Soap opera actress Marnie Schulenberg has died after stage 4 breast cancer complications. The actress was only 37 years old and was known for her roles on As the World Turns and on the reboot of One Life to Live. Her husband, Zach Robidas, took to Facebook, according to Variety, to confirm the news. He asked fans not to say she lost her battle to cancer. He wrote, "It's simply not true. I watched her kick cancer's butt every day since diagnosis." The couple have a 2-year-old daughter. Schulenberg also appeared in shows such as Blue Bloods, Divorce, and Army Wives. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A-Rod is investing in mixed martial arts.
Alex Rodriguez continues to spread his wings. The former Major League Baseball star, now an ESPN baseball analyst, and recently made minority owner of the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves and the WNBA's Minnesota Lynx, has become an investor and a board member in the PFL, the Professional Fighters League, mixed martial arts. A-Rod stated, "I love the global reach of MMA," said there is massive demand in the marketplace. Jared Max, Fox News.
Let's get a preview of the weekend box office.
I'm Michelle Polino.
They better be warned. The British are coming.
The British have returned to the big screen. Downton Abbey, a new era, hits theaters. From the award-winning creator of the hit series, Julian Fellowes reunites the beloved cast on a grand journey to the south of France to uncover the mystery of the Dowager Countess's newly inherited villa.
With that, I will say goodnight.
The film, just like the series, is also a story on class differences in society.
Where's that spitfire who blew in determined to do business with the Hazel Vaughn?
And a perfect pairing is a romantic comedy premiering on Netflix. Victoria Justice stars as an LA executive who quits her job and, to win over a potential major client, signs on to work at an Australian sheep farm.
You need a name. Barbara Streisand.
Wait, hey, do you have wool in your ears?
And sparks fly when she meets a rugged and mysterious local. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Let's check out this year's Drama League Awards.
The 88th annual Drama League Awards kick off at New York City's Ziegfeld Ballroom at noon Eastern Time. The event, which honors Broadway and off-Broadway productions and performances, returns to an in-person ceremony after 2 years of a virtual format brought on by the pandemic. Golden Globe and Tony Award-winning actor Hugh Jackman will receive the Drama League's Distinguished Achievement in Musical Theater Award. Emmy and Tony Award-winning comedian Billy Crystal will be honored with the Contribution to the Theater Award. Liliana Blaine Cruz with the Founders Award for Excellence in Directing. And Tony Award-winning producer Willett Murphy Klausner honored with the Gratitude Award. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
One of the CW's big hits, soon coming to an end.
The CW is pulling out of Riverdale, the Archie comic series, which birthed the careers of stars KJ Apa as Archie Lily Reinhardt as Betty, Camila Mendez as Veronica, and Cole Sprouse as Jughead is ending after 7 seasons. The show is the latest series to end at the CW after the network canceled Legends of Tomorrow, Batwoman, Charmed, and 4400. This series took on a darker, more dramatic tone than the comics. Its premise, after a teenager was murdered within the town of Riverdale, this group of teenagers try to unravel the evils lurking within this seemingly innocent town. The series debuted in January of 2017. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Hey, I had a pretty good time last night. Went out to a Roxy's downtown and saw Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. A lot of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Good stuff. They have a good, very talented cast. And that runs through Sunday, by the way, if you want to go to Roxy's and see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Flashback, we lost a very unique voice 10 years ago today. Bee Gees.
Yep.
It was 10 years ago on this day that the co-founder of the Bee Gees, Robin Gibb, passed away. He had cancer. He was only 62.
Three brothers from Australia.
Yep.
Saw them in a concert in Oklahoma City.
Really?
Yep.
What year of my life? Like, what was that approximately?
Right after. It was after the big album, I think, 78.
So they were
maybe?
Big.
Oh, yeah. Packed house.
Oh, man. I bet that was awesome.
Took a busload of listeners down there.
Nice.
One of the worst experiences I've ever had.
Okay. But I bet the concert was good.
Oh, the concert was great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, there you go. Robin Gibb. He passed away 10 years ago today at the age of 62. All right, let's check out the late night crew. Tonight's show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
During the meeting, Biden told him that joining NATO is a complex process that can get frustrating. And Sweden said, yeah, we invented IKEA. So
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS.
Big worry on Wall Street these days is inflation. It's gotten out of control. In April, overall consumer prices for food rose 9.4%, but eggs surged 220%. Butter jumped 51%. Fats and oils went up 41%, and flour 40%. Wait a second. That is everything you need to batter and deep fat fry. It's one thing for inflation to destroy our retirement plans. Now it's trying to make us live long enough to retire.
In the Late Late Show with James Corden, CBS.
Former President George W. Bush was giving a speech in Dallas last night, and he made quite the Freudian slip. Have a look.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
Oopsie. Oops.
That's bad, George W.
Yeah. 10 years ago today, Eugene Polly passed away. Why is Eugene Polly important?
I don't know.
He was an engineer. He worked at Zenith. Widely known
Color
as
TV?
The guy that invented the first remote control.
Okay.
Eugene Polly. We have a lot to thank him for.
Oh, yeah.
He invented it in 1955. It was called the Flashmatic. The guy, back in the 30s, he started out as a stock boy at Zenith. Then he moved into the parts department. And then he moved into the engineering department. He worked on radar during World War II for the Department of Defense. Then he invented the Flashmatic, what we call the remote control. It was shaped like a pistol. You just pointed at the TV and changed the channel.
Wow.
So there you go. Thank you. We owe him a lot of thanks.
And the dial went, thunk, thunk, thunk.
Eugene Polly, yeah. The guy that invented the remote control. He passed away 10 years ago today at the age of 96. And it was 80 years ago today that Glenn Miller and his orchestra went into the studio and recorded.
B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
Wanna boast, it was recorded 80 years ago on this day. And it was big.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it was the year's best-selling record in the United States. 8 weeks in the top spot. It was 2 months in the top spot. It got nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture. They put it in a movie, and it was nominated for Best Song.
Wow.
Should have won, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was up that year against a little song called White Christmas, which won the Oscar.
There you go.
But this is the biggest song 80 years ago. I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, Glenn Miller. And that's Entertainment News in the Blur with Stephen Tidd.
All right, Ted. 8:44 now, and coming up, we've got some Wichita business news update for you. The Boeing is firming up a big order that means lots of work for Spirit in Wichita. Could be for years to come. That's on the way. Stephen Tidd in the morning here on KNSS.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve is in the morning. KNSS 850 now on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
House passes two bills aimed at solving the baby formula crisis.
Two.
Amber Alert lifted after Rose Hill boy found safe in Oklahoma.
One.
President Biden travels to Asia with stops in South Korea and Japan. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heaviest traffic on the highways I'm seeing right now is looks to be on Kellogg, right around I-235 over there in West Wichita. But still, traffic does appear to be moving at normal speeds, just heavier than usual traffic volumes right now. Things looking pretty good, though, as far as traffic conditions are concerned. Gasoline prices still averaging $3.95 a gallon in Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Becoming mostly sunny later today with a high of 78 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 53. Saturday mostly cloudy. Cooler. 20% chance for rain tomorrow. And the high only 58 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, 62 degrees, and we have a north wind gusting to 32 miles per hour. And what, about 2 hours ago, Ted, that front came through and the temperature dropped 12, 13 degrees in 20 minutes? Something like that. So it's cooler off out there. Cloudy now, 62 degrees, 8:52, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And looking at a Wichita Business Journal news this morning, the general aviation industry is off to a fast start in 2022 as deliveries across all market segments rose year over year in the first quarter.
According to new data from the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, global airplane deliveries through the first 3 months of the year increased by 14.7% to 491. That's compared to the same period of 2021. That was led by a 31% increase in the delivery of turboprops to 110 aircraft. Piston aircraft deliveries rose 14% to 263, and business jet deliveries increased 4.4% to 118 aircraft.
And Boeing has finalized a Wichita driving order for up to 150 737 MAX jets. Boeing says International Airlines Group has firmed up a longstanding commitment for 50 737 MAX 8-200 passenger jets and 737 MAX 10s and options for 100 more airplanes. The IAG commitment was originally announced at the Paris Air Show 3 years ago. The firm order for at least 50 MAX jets will translate to production work in Wichita, where Spirit AeroSystems builds the full fuselage and other components on the 737 for Boeing. The IAG order adds to a Boeing backlog of more than 3,400 MAX aircraft, representing about 9 years of local manufacturing work at the current output rates. That's business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
That's quite a backlog.
3,400 airplanes.
That'd take a long time. They're only delivering 30 or something planes.
Yeah, it's going to take 9 or 10 years to get that backlog. And by then, there'll be more orders. There'll be more backlog.
That's always going to be something. Yeah. All right. Coming up on 8:54, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Friday morning, Ted. I'm always in a better mood on Fridays. I guess it's because tomorrow we don't have to work.
You got 2 days off coming up.
Got a couple of days off coming up here. Just want to say, say happy birthday to Forrest Wise, our manager here, Jackie. That's her husband, and he's having a birthday today. And he's played football out at Wichita State.
Always good to have a former Shocker football player around.
Yeah, very nice guy. And I think, does he work at Spirit? I'm not sure. But anyway, they have two daughters, Jackie, and one of them got married the other day. And I said, Jackie, did one of your daughters get married? She says, yeah. I said, unfortunately, I guess that my invitation to the wedding was lost in the mail or something.
Yeah, we didn't. Steve and Ted didn't get that invite.
Jackie knows how to take a joke or how to be teased. And then, of course, it's a big birthday for our family because my grandson, Luke, is having a birthday today. He's turning 19 today.
Be 19 again.
He is third from oldest. His older brother, Nolan, graduated from college last week. So Luke is graduating from Bishop Carroll High School with a ceremony on Sunday. Today is his birthday, and happy birthday. He's been quite an interesting young fellow. He's always been kind of a character, kind of out there. But he enjoys himself, has a good time, and people seem to like him.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's just about any place you go on the west side of town and ask a young person, hey, you know who Luke T is? Oh, yeah. He's kind of like Ferris Bueller. Luke T. Happy birthday, Luke T. From Grandpa.
Happy birthday.
From Papa. There you go. All right, Ted, coming up this morning on KNSS, you got the Glenn Beck program. Bill O'Reilly, news of the day on Friday,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Top of the hour news this morning. We'll brief you on the president's travels to Asia today. That's top of the hour news. And thanks. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Looking for a high today of 78 degrees. Right now, 62. Have a great weekend, and Steve and Ted will see you right back here on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.